Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Communications Director at League of Education Voters. I'm honored to be at a gathering of the 2018 Teachers of the Year, brought together by the Center for Strengthening the Teaching Profession. With me is Mandy Manning, the 2018 Washington State Teacher of the Year from Northeast Education Services District 101. She teaches English and math to refugee and immigrant students in the Newcomer Center at Ferris High School in Spokane. Congratulations, first of all, for being selected State Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to know, what is your teaching philosophy?
It's simple. All students can and will.
Wow, that is very simple. What would you say is your proudest achievement in the classroom? What are you most proud of that you've done?
Well, it's not really what I've done. The thing that I am most proud of is that I have many, many former students out there in the world doing great things, and I had a very small part of that.
Well, if you could change one thing to improve teaching across Washington State, what is it that you would do?
The one thing I would change is who we are involving in the decision-making process. I would ask that those who get to make the decisions and get to make laws and get to hand down instructions to us as educators, that they maybe listen to educators a little bit more. I would like to see them create a process for listening to and involving educators.
What do you think that could look like?
I don't know. You know what? I was envisioning, I get grand ideas sometimes, and I was like, well, what if we could do, like, before the legislative session started, we could have a day where each of the different districts got together with teachers in their area, and they just had a little listening session for teachers. And then they could, before session, bring that back to when they're then talking about policy. I mean, why not?
Why not? I love that.
Yeah.
Now, if you could go back in time and talk to yourself on your very first day in the classroom, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say, don't resist your instinct to get to know your students as human beings. We're led to believe as educators, teachers, that our job is to impart knowledge on our students. And we aren't really teaching content, we are teaching people. So relationships and connections are paramount.
Now, when you started, something got you into teaching, obviously, in the first place. And you had a passion or you had an interest that you brought with you when you first got into teaching. What is it that you had then that you still carry today?
To always say yes, to go into every situation, and even if I'm fearful, to try it, to just jump in with both feet, and I might mess up, or I might make mistakes, or I might say the wrong thing sometimes, or do the wrong thing, but I should never let that stop me from saying yes and going for it.
Mandy Manning is the Washington State 2018 Teacher of the Year. Mandy, thank you so much for all you do and all that you will continue to do, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Melissa Charette is the Capital Region Education Services District 113 Regional Teacher of the Year from the Olympia School District, where she teaches special education at Washington Middle School. Melissa, what is your teaching philosophy?
So my philosophy is to build a relationship with each and every student and learn about their strengths and then use those to address their needs and to teach independence.
Wow, and how do you do that?
By building relationships and finding out what's interesting to them and asking questions each and every day.
Now, do you find that with special education students that there are certain tricks to try to engage students in that realm? I have a son who is a special ed student, so that's why I'm curious.
Finding out what their interests are and then really developing the relationship. It may take longer because it takes a long time to build trust, but they come to trust you and they share things that are just amazing with you.
What would you say is your greatest accomplishment in the classroom, or at least the accomplishment you're most proud of?
Currently, I work in a middle school and I have 10 students within my classroom. And I've created a peer mentor program where I pull in general education students to work one-on-one with my special education kids. I have 45 different gen ed peer mentors that work every period with my kids. My kids are able to create friendships, and the peer mentors are able to learn about accommodations and modifications and learn to work with special needs students. And I really feel like I'm growing teachers and doing good things for my students as well.
If you could go back in time and talk to yourself on your very first day in the classroom, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh my gosh. So I would tell myself to take a deep breath, laugh at yourself, that you'll make mistakes, but to reflect upon those and learn from each one.
Melissa Charette is the Capital Region Education Services District 113 Regional Teacher of the Year from the Olympia School District, where she teaches special ed at Washington Middle School. Melissa, thank you so much.
And thank you.
Denisha Saucedo is the Puget Sound Education Services District 121 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches at Kent Elementary School in the Kent School District. Denisha, what is your teaching philosophy?
My teaching philosophy is that all students can learn if they have a teacher or a set of teachers that believe that they can.
So let's unpack that a little bit. How important do you think mindset is? Because it sounds like that's what you're talking about. What kind of a difference can that make?
I believe that mindset essentially is a make-or-break deal for every student. As my students walk through the door, I give them a high five and I say, what are you going to learn today? How are you going to make today great? What's your goal? What are you going to do? And they are empowered and they're like, oh, I could do this. I did this. I didn't always have that feeling as a student, and I remember being knocked down. I know I have students who come and talk to me about feeling knocked down, about feeling stupid or feeling like they're not able to do. As soon as they get past that, I'm not saying that that's going to completely bridge the gap of making sure that they can, you know, multiply 2 times 2, but now they are going to try to multiply 2 times 2, which is one step closer than where they were before. In the classroom, if I'm just trying to hound them on multiplying 2 times 2, and they don't know who I am and why I'm there and why 2 times 2 is important, and they don't believe that they can multiply 2 times 2, they are not going to learn how to multiply 2 times 2.
You've done so much, and that was clear in the award ceremony for the Washington State Teacher of the Year this year. What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in the classroom?
I am most proud of the relationships that I build with my students and the opportunities that I give them. They're often surprised at what they can do. They leave me and they come back going, oh my gosh, I did this. I can do this. And, you know, just recently I had a group of kids come back and visit me and give me a hug, and it's because of you. And I said, nope, it's because of you and because you believe that you can do it. Oftentimes, just being involved with them in the classroom and outside of the classroom helps me build that relationship with, you know, coaching the different sports. And so they trust me and they can, you know, ask me questions, and we kind of form that relationship that makes them eager to learn for me, and I learn from them. But those relationships are so critical. They really do change the path in which students see themselves. And so that's what I'm most proud of.
That's fantastic. If you could change one thing, the way that teaching is done here in Washington State, to make it better, what would you change?
If I could change one thing, I would change the teacher mindset that the teacher is always right. I have learned so much from my students, and if I did not listen to them or get to know them, then I would be a big fat failure. It is important for teachers to change the way that they approach teaching, not to just teach the curriculum, but essentially understand that you are not always right, and it is okay to make mistakes. And actually, once your students see that vulnerable, I'm not perfect, they're actually going to want to learn from you.
If you could travel back in time and see yourself on your very first day in the classroom, what advice would you give yourself?
So on my first day in the classroom, I was really scared. Didn't ever think I'd be teaching sixth grade because most of them are bigger than me. And I think on the first day I would say, you know what, get in there and learn with these kids. And remember that they are going to prepare you and they are going to make you a great teacher. Give them that. Don't walk in the classroom thinking, all right, I'm ready to teach these kids. Walk into the classroom saying, all right, how am I going to foster their love for learning, and how am I going to learn right along with them?
Wow. And likewise, when you first walked into that classroom and you were scared, there was a certain passion or a certain interest that you carried into that job. There was a reason why you got into teaching in the first place. What is it from when you first started that you still carry with yourself today as you do your work?
Most recently, I was looking through some of my old college papers, and I found one of my old papers that I wrote was a multicultural oath. And it just reminded me of how my passion still lies in giving every student an opportunity, giving every student a no excuses look at their education. It doesn't matter. There is not one thing out there that can take away your power to learn. If you want to learn, you can do it. And just because you have this issue going on at home doesn't mean you can't learn. I started teaching because I was always felt like I was put in this box. Like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to. Don't worry. It's okay. For me, understanding that all students can learn and that passion for equity within all classrooms is still very present today.
Denisha Saucedo is the Puget Sound ESD 121 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches at Kent Elementary School in the Kent School District. Denisha, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
John Magnus is the North Central Education Services District 171 Regional Teacher of the Year. He teaches French at Wenatchee High School in the Wenatchee School District. John, congratulations on being named a Regional Teacher of the Year. And I'd like to know, what is your teaching philosophy?
My teaching philosophy basically is very democratic. I think it comes from the way that I was raised. My parents were both educators, and we were taught from the time that we were young that our voice needs to be heard. So even in discipline decisions that my parents made, they always said, well, we'll take into account, you know, what your opinions are. And we kind of had conversations, discussions. So that's kind of the strategy and the philosophy that I use in my classroom. I think one area where we can really improve is just by listening to each other. I'm just a lead learner in my classroom. We have lots of learners. I'm the lead learner. And we listen to each other. And my students learn from me, but I also learn from them.
So what does that look like?
Well, I believe that if I'm going to be effective, I have to know what is effective for them when it comes to their learning. And I'm not going to know that if I don't ask them. So I ask for constant feedback from my students, what's working, what is not working, what would help you to learn better, what can you do as a student to improve your learning in my classroom, and it's an ongoing conversation.
What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in the classroom?
I think the thing I'm most proud of is that I've created a classroom environment that's very unique. If you come into my classroom, it's very unconventional. There are only 6 desks in my classroom. It is a collection, kind of a hodgepodge of leather couches, beanbag chairs, bouncing balls, a round table with comfortable leather chairs that they can sit at. As you come in my classroom, the very first thing that you see is a sign on the wall that says, Home Sweet Home.
Huh.
So when kids come into my classroom, they automatically feel that there's a sense of community and a sense of home. I did this 2-3 years ago. I can see the difference in how kids come into my classroom and how they learn, just because they're comfortable and it's a place where they want to be.
Well, if you could change one thing that would improve teaching across Washington State, what would you do?
That's a really big question.
Yeah.
And it's hard to come down with just one answer for that. I think it would go back to what I was saying in the beginning. I think that as teachers, we can become better at listening. Mm-hmm. So I would like to see some type of a system implemented throughout the state that is not a part of our evaluation system, but a system where all teachers would have a chance to have feedback from their students. It can be very threatening for some people, I believe, because sometimes it's a little bit scary to know what they're going to say. But I think if we have that type of a system in our classrooms where students can also provide us with feedback on our teaching and what's working and what's not working, I think that we can improve the classroom environment in general.
Well, if you could go back in time and talk to yourself on your very first day in the classroom, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say to never lose sight of why you became a teacher. And that is because I love kids and I love learning. And I put those two things together, and if I could remember that, and I have remembered that all throughout my career, that is what's kept me in teaching. If you're a teacher, you understand very well that the world of education is one that is constantly changing. And sometimes the changes are good, and sometimes they're effective, and sometimes they're not. It's a little bit frustrating at times when some of the changes come down from the state level, from what I always say is well-intentioned legislators. They're trying to make things better, but maybe they're not classroom teachers. They don't have the experience to see what the implications of what they're having us do are. I would just say don't lose sight of why you became a teacher. It's frustrating, and you guys might concur with me, but I feel like lots of times there is the flavor of the month in education, and those things come and go, but what is constantly there is our students. And so if you can keep that in mind, the students are there, that is why I'm here, then you will love every day of your job.
John Magnus is the North Central Education Services District 171 Regional Teacher of the Year. He teaches French at Wenatchee High School in the Wenatchee School District. John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Lynn Haywood is the Northwest Education Services District 189 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches English Language Arts at Darrington High School in the Darrington School District. Lynn, what is your teaching philosophy?
Well, I think it's modified since I began many years ago. It seems like I thought at the time that I was, or I needed to be, the repository of all knowledge, and that's certainly changed. I think I learn as much from my students, probably more, than what they learn from me. And so my philosophy really comes from a respect of people. We're all on this journey at little different places, different times, but we're moving together. I want my students to know how valued they are, that their opinions matter, that their thoughts are important, and that they can change their minds all the time. Walt Whitman said, "Do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. I am large, I contain multitudes." And I tell them that you can be lots of different people here. This is the time to think and change and grow.
How do they respond when you say that to them?
I think they like that I give them permission to make bold statements. I say, be audacious. Say things with fervor, be passionate, and then change your mind if you have to. That's okay. I tell them that thinking is messy, so sometimes we have to work that out, and writing helps organize our thoughts. I think they like having that opportunity to be valued.
What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in the classroom?
So 7 years ago, I established a leadership class in our little school. We have a very small school. Graduating classes are about 30.
Wow.
And yet, this leadership class has entered the culture of our hallways. We build benches. We make murals. We do coat drives. We do talent shows. I tell them, find a passion, develop your aptitude, and I'm going to help you complete a project from thought to fruition. It is one of the most powerful things I've done in education, is to give to my students the power to develop their own curriculum, essentially, by doing this project-based leadership.
Now, when you started teaching, you had an idea of what you were passionate about. There was something that drew you to teaching in the first place, or you had a particular interest. What from back then, when you first started teaching, do you carry with you today?
I went to the University of Montana in 1978, and I took an American literature class, and I read the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I had never read words like that before. I still remember going out to a payphone and calling my sister, who was at school in Corvallis, Oregon, and reading her these words and telling her, I never even knew that someone had thought these things before. And that's what I think I bring, is the passion and power of words. Mm-hmm. I love it when my students, we read Macbeth, and we say, tomorrow and tomorrow brings forth a petty pace, right? Or we read the words of Thomas Paine, who said, that which I obtain too easily, I esteem too lightly. And that they can look at these words or hear these words from hundreds of years ago, and they can affect their lives today. Emily Dickinson said, there is no frigate like a book. And that power of words to motivate and change and bring our experience together as humans, to me, is a passion I hope I'm able to bring forward every single day.
Lynn Haywood is the Northwest Education Services District 189 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches English Language Arts at Darrington High School in the Darrington School District. Lynn, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Jennifer Tenney is the Education Services District 105 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches math at White Swan High School in the Mount Adams School District. Congratulations on being named Regional Teacher of the Year. And I'd like to know, what is your teaching philosophy?
My teaching philosophy is about equity and that each student is entitled to a guaranteed viable curriculum with high rigorous standards, and that each student has a voice in the classroom and in their own education so that they have buy-in and it becomes pertinent to them.
So how do you incorporate student voice into your daily practice?
So students in my classroom have a voice in that they are expected to participate. I do group work, so you always have a partner. You turn to your partner. That is your resource. They are their own best educators. They come to me after they have already talked to their partner, already worked with them, and then we talk about that as a class, but they are expected to have their own voice and have their own sharing of the curriculum and whatever they're working on for that day.
So what would you say you're most proud of that you've done in the classroom?
Well, I am most proud of the fact that I significantly transformed the environment and the way that math is taught in our district, grades 7 through 12. A few years ago, we took a look at the fact that our math scores were not doing really great, and we had done everything. We had been through all the school improvement initiatives that anyone could name, and we had done everything that we were advised would change what was happening in our school. And math-wise, we just did not see the kind of improvements that we needed to see. And so looking at that, we could see that we were not meeting the needs of our students. So I began a search on what we could do differently. And I came to Joe Bowler's book about growth mindset in mathematics, and I read that and I thought, that's it. It felt like it just hit my heart and enlightened my mind to say, this is what our students need. So I am most proud of the fact that embedded within the curriculum, the math curriculum in our school, grades 7-12, every math content area teaches, along with math standards, growth mindset.
Now, if you could travel back in time and meet yourself on your very first day in the classroom, what advice would you give yourself?
First, I would say, relax, and it's okay. And then I would say to that relationships are more important than specific content taught. Without those relationships, the students are unable to access that content in the way that they need to. I used to think that I was a math teacher, but I'm not. Mm. I am a teacher of kids.
And well, something got you into teaching back in the day. There was a reason why you wanted to be in the classroom. And so there was probably a passion or an interest that you brought. What from back then, on your very first day in the classroom, do you carry with you today?
Well, I came to education a little later in life. I was already a mother, and I had 5 children.
Wow.
And so of my 5 children, I have 2 that were on IEPs, 2 that have mental illness. Mm-hmm. I would go to meetings, and I felt so inadequate as a parent, and I felt like it became a situation where, first of all, they talked in acronyms that I didn't understand what they were talking about. Second of all, I felt like it became an me versus them or us versus them situation. And honestly, I started my career in teaching because I wanted to know what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to join them so I could be the best advocate for my children. So what I still bring to this day is that advocacy for parents and for families and for that involvement. My goal is always to reach out and have those parents, guardians, the family, the community involved in my classroom and in the lives of their students.
Jennifer Tenney is the Education Services District 105 Regional Teacher of the Year from the Mount Adams School District, where she teaches at White Swan High School. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Lori Price is the Education Services District 123 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches special education and career technical education at Hanford High School in the Richland School District. Lori, congratulations for being named a Regional Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
If you could go back in time and talk to yourself on your very first day in the classroom, what advice would you give yourself?
Wow. So I think of three things. One, I would tell myself it gets even better. Mm. I would also say surround yourself with positive people, like-minded thinkers as far as students, and also learn your alarm system for your school. Because my first year teaching at Shelton High, 1981, I set the alarm system off. I was working on a weekend, and I didn't do it correctly, and the Shelton police, I call it the SWAT team, but the Shelton police truly showed up. So imagine that. I'm over in the corner working on whatever student data, planning the curriculum for the next day, parent letters, and these police come around the corner because they think I'm an intruder. Wow. And they have their guns drawn, and the rest is history. I mean, I'm still teaching after 1981. But, of course, surround yourself with positive people. You know, I remember in Shelton High, I looked for people that shared my passion and compassion for students, fellow coaches, fellow teachers, teacher leaders. Because that's how you learn. That's how you grow with that positive mindset. And, of course, it gets even better. And it does. I mean, I'm a testimony to that.
Well, back in the day, something drew you to teaching.
Oh, yes.
So there was a reason why you got into this profession, mm-hmm. a certain interest, a passion. Mm-hmm. What is it from when you first started with teaching that you carry with you as you do your work today?
Wow. So I was blessed to have a wonderful education from Central Washington University. Mm-hmm. And that back then for secondary special ed, it was vocational education. Now it's called transition. Mm-hmm. And I always say my Central professors were country when country wasn't cool. You know that famous country song?
Yes.
Because they were ahead of the game. We learned all about vocational ed, looking at students in the future. So we had our students with special needs, IEP students in our classroom. Where can we take them on their journey for career? Mm-hmm. So I mentioned earlier I'm career and tech ed, so it's a natural collaboration because career and tech ed is also looking in the future and helping guide our students for career awareness, career readiness. So in Shelton, I was doing vocational education for students with special needs. I would take an enclave of students out. We worked for the Park Service, mm-hmm. and we'd build trails. And the students would pass certain job readiness skills so they could move on to more independent work in the community. And again, finding what lights their hearts on fire for careers. So fast forward now, I'm CTE certificated because I saw a need about 10 years ago teaching, again, secondary high school students, mm-hmm. that with the IDEA, the Law for Transition for Students, we're mandated to look in the future.
Right.
And I call it back to the future. We ask our students, where do you see yourself when you graduate? What kind of career goal? What kind of education goal? And now we back up as educators and we lay the groundwork. We lay the high school and beyond plan for them, naturally in the IEP. Okay, so you want to do this? You want to be a chef, so let's back up. What classes do you need to take? What job experiences do you need? Could we get you job shadowing with a chef, etc.? 10 years ago, when I realized I want to do this sort of thing, I got my CTE certification because I worked at Nordstrom a long time ago.
Oh.
So I was able to turn that those hours into credentials. And like I said earlier, it's a natural collaboration because both entities, so to say, so special ed and career and tech ed, have the student's future in mind.
Lori Price is the Education Services District 123 Regional Teacher of the Year. She teaches special education and career technical education at Hanford High School in the Richland School District. Lori, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Ethan Chesson is the Education Services District 112 Regional Teacher of the Year from Camas School District, where he teaches music at Camas High School. Ethan, congratulations for being named Regional Teacher of the Year. And I'd like to know, what is your proudest accomplishment in the classroom?
So I love music, and my students love music, but I know that not all of them are going to be professional musicians. There's such a huge world in music, as there is in every field. I know that I'm not training my students just to be professional musicians. I started to realize I need to broaden the offerings in our classroom beyond just performance, which is traditionally what choir class focuses on. We got a grant and put together a project on the business of music, teaching students about all of the jobs in the music industry, what those jobs are, how to do them, what they might be interested in, and then I got my students involved doing those projects, being the bookers for the opening act for a show, helping with graphic design, helping with press releases and publicity and marketing, planning tours. The students did all of those jobs and put it all together for a giant show that we had with a professional composer collaborator who performed with us. For the first time ever, my students performed for not just their parents. We put on a show in downtown Portland, attended by the whole Portland music community. It got a tremendous write-up in the paper the next day, and the students all said that it was their favorite project they'd ever done. It was just incredibly gratifying because I saw them not just preparing for future lives in the music industry or whatever it is that they want to do. But I got to see them actually doing that in the classroom and in the school, and having those real-life experiences that they crave so often. That was pretty gratifying.
That's fantastic. Do you think you'll be doing that again? Will there be another performance in downtown Portland in front of the music community?
Oh, even better. We're coming to downtown Seattle May 24th. The venue is TBA, but we'll be performing with a new collaborator, the artist Kelly Pratt, who has written music for Coldplay, David Byrne, St. Vincent, Father John Misty. He's a big name, and he's writing music for and with us. He'll be performing with us. We've still got a lot of details to work out, but this year we're doing more the digital side of the music industry, so we're talking about videography, we're talking about recording studios, and we're going to be meeting professionals in those areas and working with them.
Great. Well, if you could change one thing about how teaching is done in Washington State, how would you make it better?
I just like to say that no teacher is ever fully baked. We have this idea that you have a year of student teaching. If you're lucky, you get a whole year. And then you're off into the classroom. If you're lucky, you get a mentor. But beyond that, you're kind of on your own. During my student teaching year, teaching at a middle school choir, I was terrible. It was so hard. It was just a really hard experience for me. And so every day I would go into the staff lounge and just glower with my headache in the corner and look at all the books that nobody ever looks at and said, oh, maybe there's got to be some answers in some of these. I remember reading about programs in Japan where math teachers get together and they'll work on a single lesson. 20 math teachers will work on a single lesson. They'll work on it and they'll try to find ways to fix it and make it better. And then they'll go into the classroom and one of them will teach the lesson and they'll all watch and then they'll have a conversation about what could have been better. This program of lesson study makes math lessons in Japan extremely effective. I see no reason why we couldn't all be doing that. I think PLCs are great, and I think that the time that teachers have to work together is fantastic. But I think that there is so much more that we could be doing if there was time in our day to work together to really deal with the issues that we have on a day-to-day basis and not just bigger, broader philosophical issues that we like to have meetings to talk about.
Now, there was a reason why you got into teaching back in the day. There was an interest, there was a passion that you brought to school when you did your student teaching. What is it from your first day in the classroom, that interest, that you carry with you as you do your work today?
Well, I think that story actually starts far before my first year of student teaching. I grew up, my dad was a klezmer musician.
Really?
Yeah. And so music in my household was my dad's band rehearsing in our playroom, and I was toddling around at the feet of the piano, and I learned to play chords along with his band. During that period, music was connection to my people, connection to my culture, connection to my family. When I got to high school, I didn't know anyone. I moved to a new high school. I struggled to find a community, so I joined the marching band. I didn't know anything about a marching band. I'd never seen a marching band. I went to the band director and said, hey, I feel like band's got a good community. I'd like to be a part of band. What instrument do you need? And he said, oh, I could use another euphonium. So I said, great, I'll do that. Also, what is that?
Yes. So, what is that, by the way?
It's like a small tuba. Ah. And that's how I got into band. But band turned out to be the best thing that I did in high school. It was a community. We worked together. We were basically a sports team made out of music. In high school, music was community, where I hadn't had one before. When I got to college, I realized that marching band was actually about football, and that was not my passion. So I gravitated towards the choir. I'd never sung before, but the choir people seemed nice. And when I got there, and we went on retreat for the first time and had a big old sleepover in the middle of a church basement, I realized, oh, this isn't just about community. This is about personal connections. Because in choir, there's nothing standing in between you and the person next to you. There's no music stand. There's no instrument. It's just you and your voice inside you and them and their voice inside them. The connections that we were able to make together were so profound and meaningful. And to this day, some of my very best friends in the world are the people that I sang with in college. And I could sing you every note from every concert that I gave. If you asked me to, probably I'd screw some things up. In college, for me, I recognized that music was culture and music was community, but it was also connection. It was also a way of expressing me and joining that with my peers. Every day that I show up in the classroom, I hope to communicate to all of my students, all three of those passions, that music can be family for them. Music can mean the community that they have. It can be the community that they have. And we can use it as a tool to be closer to each other, no matter what we come from, what we think, or what we do.
Ethan Chesson is the Education Services District 112 Regional Teacher of the Year. He teaches music at Camas High School in the Camas School District. Ethan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
It has been such a pleasure to meet the 2018 Washington Teachers of the Year. Their work on behalf of our kids is amazing and inspiring. We have so much to learn from them.